Okay, so the talks continue. Now we have Pranam from Collabora Productivity, and we'll be talking about collaborative slideshow. So up to you.
Hello, everyone. So collaborative slideshow. It would be very ironic if we don't have collaborative slideshow, and the name of the company is Collabora. So first of all, why we started this collaborative slideshow thing. So we all have been in a situation where you have joined a meeting with 40, 50, 100 people, and your boss has started presentation, and you are not able to see something where he is sharing the screen or anything he is talking about on the slide. So what if we could all join a document and the presenter can start the presentation for every one of us, so we can see the presentation in our compatible resolution on our screen. So instead of sharing entire screen on sometimes on low bandwidth where you can barely see pixels on the screen. We all have been there. If you have not been there, you are very lucky one. And we are hoping on your luck when aliens attack us. We want you to save the Earth. But until then, we have a feature for you. So what is it? As I said, you can start presentation for everyone who has joined the document. And whenever a presenter goes forward, backward, or plays a video, and everything just happens on your native machine as if you are running the presentation. So on your own resolution, and you can see every minute detail according to your screen size. And the feature is called Present to All. Earlier it was called Follow Me Presentation, but someone with better English came and renamed it. So to short it, how does it work? Just in case if you are wondering what's the feature, so right now it's not me who is controlling the presentation. It's Sarpar, my friend. We are connected through internet, and he is controlling this presentation. As you can see, I'm not touching anything. He is doing everything. So how does it work, first of all? So just like any simple presentation, first of all, whenever someone wants to start the presentation or makes any move, they press the key, as Sarpar will now press the next button. So the presenter system will send a request to the server, and then server sends a response back to the system. Now Sarpar will send the response. And but now, in this case, we just broadcast the same response to everyone in the room. Everyone on the document. So there is no extra load on the server, but whatever we have rendered, we send it to the everyone else in the document. And on top of that, if you have same resolution, we send the same slide for which we have already rendered to everyone. But just in case if you have different resolution, let's say presenter is in the 4K screen, where if we send the same slides to you, who is on the HD screen, then you'll not be able to see everything. Everything will be very small, and we face the same problem which we were facing on the streaming. So in this case, we render specific to the screen size, but we only render it once and send it to everyone. So very simple architecture, nothing very complicated in this. And on top of that, you also have a freedom to move. Let's say if your teacher is explaining everything very fast to you, and you are just like me, who is a slow learner, and teacher has moved to the next slide, and you want to go back and see what is happening. So right now, it's me who is going to back two slides, three slides, whatever. And then, again, there is this small button here, where if I press that, I'll again join the leader, the presenter, wherever they are.
Sorry, I was moving for a second.
It's not a bug. He moved away. So let's move forward, and then you have rejoined the presentation. So wherever the presenter goes ahead, we can go.
now it's another thing because I kind of tweaked. Sorry. So me, well, we were waiting. I was.
Demo goods are not with me today.
Demo goods are not here.
But it works. It works. And well, there are many things which curious people create problem for.
I'm sorry. I had to click.
No worries. So on top of that, let's say if we are moving away from the streaming to now this document, so there are chances that, let's say there are 1,000 people, not 1,000 people, but let's say 50 people, 100 people are joining this document. And earlier we used to render things for everyone, but right now if 100 people request slide rendering, that would overwhelm any server. So right now, instead of rendering it for each and every view, now we just render it once and cache it. So unless the document changes, we can keep serving same slides to anyone and everyone who joins the document. And that's how we do it. In terms of integration, so we have also integrated this feature with Nextcloud Talk. So there is this video. I was going to show off the video that this collaborative slideshow also support the video, but as of now we are out of sync, so unfortunately I'll play it myself, but otherwise Sarpa could play it. So in this feature you can just from the smart picker you can just start presentation and it will generate a specific link, so whoever has shared the link automatically becomes the leader, and whoever other person joins this, it doesn't matter, the order doesn't matter, but the other person will always be the follower, and the one who shared the link will always be the leader of the presentation. So now, if the leader goes to the next slide, even the follower will go to the next slide, as you can see. And the follower moved forward and backward without breaking the feature, like we did.
And maybe the follower quickly jump where the speaker.
Sorry?
Maybe the follower quickly jump back where the speaker.
Yes, yes. So there is this button, follow presenter. So you can just, even if you move anywhere, let's try if we are still connected. Are we on the same slide? He already closed.
Yeah,
so.
We are at the same slide, but you moved again. Yeah.
Well, let's try to go to the next slide again.
I'm on freedom now, but.
So this is the integration. Let's move again somewhere.
I think I might have like changed to the FOSTEM network for a second. So
we are disconnected.
We are on the hotspot, so that we can do.
Yes, basically, if we are connected on the internet, we will be able to. I don't have internet. We were connected on the hotspot. So if you press this button, you'll go back to where the presenter is, and you can move freely backward. So right now, we are also. There is a patch which is yet to be merged that you cannot move forward than the presenter, just in case, let's say, teacher is doing a quiz. And the next slide is answer, that would be very unfair to all the student who goes forward. So in that case we don't allow followers to go forward, but only the backwards. And credit goes to Kaylon and Pedro for all the design. If you see anything beautiful, it's Pedro. If you see anything ugly, Pedro hasn't seen it yet. Ping him. And that's it. Thank you. Any questions? Sure. This.
Yes. So, yeah, you are making one of my dreams true.
Uh-huh.
Because, look what happens. I am the only one, I guess, in the room who could not see your slides. So, no, it's not a joke. So you discussed different screen resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
That's all good, but how about accessibility? How, I mean, next year,
so
be able to connect to you and follow the presentation?
Yes, so if the accessibility is enabled on your side, on your system, you'll be able to have all the accessibility feature because the slideshow which you have joined is running natively on your system as if you are running the presentation. And just before this feature was introduced, we also enabled accessibility for the presentation and the slideshow, so that should not be a problem. I don't have accessibility enabled in this system, but
I don't even know what I need to install. I do not understand, actually.
It's a default. Let me show you. I am sorry. But there is a presentation.
I didn't understand what I need to install, actually.
It's available on Collabora Online. So it's a default feature in Collabora Online. You can.
Is Collabora Online itself accessible as a platform?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. We are working very hard on accessibility features right now.
Some servers run by different people may have accessibility disabled on the back end because of performance issue, but that's with the admin of that instance.
But Collabora supports it. It depends upon the provider of the service if they have enabled or not.
Well, you did not really address. I'm sorry, but I would really like to have a demo somehow.
I don't have accessibility enabled on my system, unfortunately, right now.
Well, that's a shame.
Next question.
Make edits to the slides while somebody else is presenting them. Are those edits visible in the presentation
no.
in any way, or are they kind of also after you close the presentation, you and then open them again?
No. So if you have started the presentation, the slides are already rendered, so your edit will not be visible in the slideshow. You have to restart the presentation.
Too bad. I'm always annoyed by that. The other products.
It's very difficult.
Thank you.
Any questions? Then that's it.
No more questions. Thank you for the talk. Thank you.
Thank you.